He saw and believed, but as yet they did not understand the scriptures that he had to rise from the dead. Doesn't it sound like a contradiction? It's really not. Something more is going on here. They knew about the empty tomb, and the Apostle John, he says he believed, but he didn't yet understand. There's a definition of theology, which is faith seeking understanding. We believe what God has revealed. That doesn't mean we understand it. We believe it, that he's risen from the dead. We don't understand how it happened. We don't understand what it means. We don't understand how it applies to us. But you and I are involved in this. And so gradually, by the light of the Holy Spirit, the early church began to understand exactly what Jesus had done. And they began to recognize that on Good Friday, it was not merely the loss of their master. It wasn't merely a judicial execution, but in fact, the paschal sacrifice. Jesus was the new lamb. He was the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the people. His death was death so that we could be freed from sins, and his rising from the dead on Easter Sunday, that you and I could have grace, become supernaturally adopted into God's family. Brothers and sisters of Jesus, sons and daughters of God. Those are two steps. One is the forgiveness. The other is uniting us into the family of God. Those are two steps. That's why gradually the theology began to grow and we understood what God had already done. By the light of the Holy Spirit, remember now along the road to Emmaus, Jesus gave those first disciples the first Bible study. He revealed to them every passage of Scripture that applied to him. They began to understand. When the Holy Spirit comes, even more light is shed upon the church so that they could understand what God had done for us. But it's even more. The resurrection is not only for Jesus, it's for us as well. Jesus rose from the dead in his body. Watch out for those who want to suggest that somehow he rose in the memory of his followers. That's not it at all. It was a bodily resurrection. His body rose from the dead, but now glorious, no longer able to suffer. His body was able to pass through the doors of the upper room, even though they were locked. And yet, he could be touched. He says, "Touch me and see that a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." He feasted with them. He ate with them. Again, the messianic banquet has now begun. Thomas, the doubter, didn't believe it. He says, "I'll never believe until I put my finger into the nail marks and my hand into his side." And 1 week later, again on the Lord's Day, Jesus appears. Again, right through the doors of the upper room. And he says, "Thomas, put your finger into the nail marks and your hand into my side. Do not persist in your unbelief, but believe." And Thomas says, "My Lord and my God." Again, the belief comes first. The understanding gradually comes later on. But also, it's not just that Jesus rose from the dead, but you and I, St. Paul says, because we have died with him, we will also rise with him. We share the resurrection. And it isn't just the last moment of our life, that death. There are many deaths along the way. There's the death to selfishness, the death to sin in our lives, the death to wanting it my way. All of those things are little deaths along the way where we become other-centered, Christ-centered, and now we're sharing in his death that we might share in his resurrection. All of these are moments of the spiritual life. And it's fascinating because you say, well, only those first people got to see Jesus risen in his body. But how do we know? How do we experience the resurrection? Well, the scriptures tell us he will give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. When you and I are baptized, it's more apparent in the case of an adult, but even in infants, something new happens. Original sin is washed away. In the case of an adult, all personal sins are taken away. We're made adopted sons and daughters of God with the right to heaven. You remember, it was John Wayne, the movie star, a great guy, but lived a rough life, married three times. On his deathbed, he said, "Get the priest." On his deathbed, he was baptized and all of his sins forgiven, made a son of God and with the right to call God his father, the right to heaven. All sin washed away by baptism. When you and I renew our baptism by going to confession, all sin is wiped away. Again, we're restored to sonship. We're made sons and daughters of God with the right to heaven again. And we experience the lightness of being, a bounce in our step, because that sin that was there, that was binding us, holding us back, holding us down, is now gone. These are foretastes of the resurrection. And on the last day, you and I will rise gloriously. Now, I say this because it's important to know that it's not just enough that our souls go to heaven. We'll be perfectly happy in heaven, but on the last day, body and soul are rejoined. On the last day, our bodies rise glorious. You and I are meant to be body and soul. That's how God created us. And in the end, we get our bodies back, but now glorious. No one will be old or infirm or overweight or bald or any of those difficulties that came to us in this life. We'll be in perfect youth and health. And then he promises the new heavens and the new earth. You see, St. Paul reminds us all of creation is in travail because of sin. All of creation has to be renewed for the victory of Christ to be complete. So you and I are going to rejoice in all of these good things that God has prepared for those who love him. Now, because we believe, because we belong to Christ, because we've put on the new life in Christ, our lives should be different. We have to be unlike the rest of the world. Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life. Well, the way is being other-centered, not self-centered. To be other-centered, to put others first, all of these things are the key to it. And you and I have to be pure of heart in a world that has gone astray completely. And that purity of heart and of body marks us off as different. And lives begin to radiate goodness and love because we're following him who is the way. And we are following him who is the truth. The truth is the way things really are. It's when the mind corresponds to reality. You and I live in a world that rejects truth. Well, we say, well, I have my truth and your truth, and everyone has their own truth. And that's a lie. That's dishonest. You and I want to know the truth, the way things really are. And that means we have to search if we're looking for news, not just drink in whatever is fed to us by the mass media, because there are many lies out there. There's a lie that says love is love, and that's not true. There's a lie that says that all kinds of immorality is just fine. That's not true. And you and I who walk in the light have to be different than the rest of the world. It's not going to be easy sometimes, but it's going to be right. And your lives are going to shine. You're going to be different than everybody else. The way, the truth, and finally, the life. Jesus Christ is this new life. You see it radiating in the lives of the saints. Sometimes you'll see it in a Pope John Paul. You'll see it in a Bishop Sheen. If you ever watch any of the old videos of Bishop Sheen, you're going to see it in the Mother Teresa's. If you ever go out to the Carmelite Monastery and you visit the dear Carmelites, you walk in there, and even though you can't see them, they're behind the wall. They call it the turn where you might bring them some groceries or something like that. But you feel the radiance of their holiness coming right through the wall, and you know that you're in the presence of the holy. These are the great saints. These are the holy ones. But you and I are invited to be like them. And that's a witness to the world that the kingdom of God is real, that our belief in Jesus Christ is true, that we too await the resurrection. And should the time come when you and I are actually challenged, even to the shedding of our blood, to stand with Christ, we'll now be ready to be courageous, loyal, faithful, like the early Christians and so many others in our own generation. Right now in Africa, they're suffering bitterly for their faith. And you and I have to be like that, ready to follow Christ because we know of the resurrection. We know we have a hope of eternal life. We know that death is not the end. Therefore, we can be courageous, standing tall, standing with Christ, doing what is right. And we become the seed of the faith to spread. So again, these are parts of the gifts. So going back to the beginning, when John says he believed, but he didn't understand, it's all of this that follows after, that you and I are part of. That's the understanding, and even that's not enough. On the last day, we'll see the light, see the things as they really are. So today, we recognize the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We trust in Jesus and his church, and we act on our faith, and we're going to see things with new eyes. Jesus Christ is risen. Alleluia, alleluia.